to sell into Briggs & Stratton, you know, how many carburetor casting samples would you have to provide, and how many iterations of them as you go down a road? Who knows? To be considered. His focus is on price. We can sell it to you for less. If you buy today, right. A hit and run relationship. You know, I had this, was doing this program for a group, and it was a guy told me that he had the 13 Western states. And I don't know if it's 13 or 11, but there's a Western states out there as the line goes down, and they're all grouped together by most businesses. And, you know, we have been going through this program, talking about developing relationships, and this guy said, oh, this is impossible. He says, you can't do this. He said, I got 13 states. Well, that means I'm going to stop in and see you once every year, you maybe once every 2 years, and so on. You don't need a sales guy for that kind of a job. You can do auto email or a mailing or something like that. If I go to a sales guy and I say to him, I want you in that account once a week, every week, a good sales guy would say, no problem, man, that's not enough time. I need more time in that account. A peddler would say, what am I going to do in there? So just think about it. What are you going to do? We're going to show you what you're going to do at these accounts so that you're going to have to be in there a week, once a week, a day, for a full day. A business partner. How do you become a business partner? You got to get to know top management. You don't go to an account and go up to the top management the first day. But you want to try to find out what your org chart, sure.
Is that your goal for every one of your customers? I know sometimes I have a relationship already.
Yeah.
In a few of my accounts, but a lot of them are, I'm a peddler or a traditional salesman.
Well.
The goal is to become that business partner.
In every single account that you're working on, absolutely. If it's something where you have your business partner next to you, and you got this other account over here, and you figure, well, while I'm here, I might as well drop something off to that account. How you handle that one is not a big deal. But the way you handle these other ones is a big deal. I had an account personally. It was called Royal Industries. It was in Santa Ana, California. And I was wanting to know who the manager of manufacturing was. And the guy was frightening to me, actually, because I was just a lowly sales guy at the time. And they told me, oh, yeah, that's the guy. So one day, I got a chance to go up to him, and I said, and I was very nervous, and he knew it. And so what? So what? You're really nervous. Tell me what you got to say. Okay, fine. I'm nervous, but you know what? I've been working on your account, Mr. Vice President of Manufacturing, this huge company giving me gazillions of dollars. Thank you so much. I'm working for that business, and here's some of the things I'm doing. And I got a folder, and I showed him some of the things. And I gave him my card, and I said, you know, I know you've got a lot of things on your plate, and worrying about whose carburetor you use is probably not very important to you. But to me, it's everything. If you ever see anything happening to that, let me know, would you? And I gave him my card. Honest to God, about a year later, I got a call. It was this guy who was the vice president of manufacturing at Royal Industry, and he told me, yeah, I just want to let you know that there was a company called Kelly Western, was out on the West Coast in back in the 70s, and they sold different kinds of carbs, like a distributor, but they had a lot of technical guys working in it, and they'd come in and they were going to pitch this big presentation to this vice president of manufacturing. But now I had the information, so I sat down with my boss, we talked it all over, we brought all the guys from the region, we went into that account, we surveyed every freaking machine in the account. We had like 10 guys in there for like, I don't know, 2 weeks. We surveyed all the stuff, we made a lot of changes in the account, we gave them a big report. The Kelly Western guys ended up not even coming in. There's no way. We had the relationship, and we had done a big competitor activity in the account, and they just said, hey, forget it, we're going someplace else. Thank God. So anyhow, yeah, business partners, very important. You know, you mentioned about the customer's objective. You know, here it is right here. The focus is not on, I want to sell drills because my drills work better than what you're using. That's not, the guy wants some help on milling, work on his milling, for God's sake. Work on whatever they want you to work on. Now, it's fine to say to them, hey, how about taking me around and let me see what you're doing and where you're having some problems, and then say, look, you know, it seems to me that if we worked on the milling, you know, that would produce this kind of a return. If we work on the drilling, it might produce this kind of return, and let's sit down and figure out which one we should work on. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But there we're working on his objectives. Yes, sir.
I'd like to say something.
Sure.
One of the things that I found is it's working for me is the fact that a lot of us in our bigger accounts will have a tendency, once we get to know some people, we'll want to have like a departmental meeting, you know, like pulling a bunch of people. I took a different strategy this year, and instead of doing that, I went and set up an individual meeting with each one of the department heads.
Yes.
And I found that you get a lot more feedback.
Yes.
And a lot more one-on-one time where they get to know you and you get to know them.
Right.
And they open up to you more, and you find out a lot of those customer
yes.
objectives.
Yes. Yes. That's a good point.
In a large meeting.
Yeah, it might be easier for you to get everybody together and do it all at once rather than have a series of meetings, which takes you more time. But that's a much more effective way to develop a relationship for them to get to understand you. Absolutely.